By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Many viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another morning with Rise and Shine. Another morning with Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. Rise and Shine is presented, brought to you each and every single day of the week. My dear viewers, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. Each and every single day, we listen to the glorious Quran, a Na'at Sharif, the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. We have a daily reminder, a daily Hadith Sharif, and we also have a main topic. This topic changes each and every single day. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, it is, you know, first we must always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings we have in our life, for everything He has granted us each and every single morning. We must thank Him with the tongue, my dear viewers, but also with the rest of our organs, with the rest of our body. What do I mean by this? Meaning not only orally, not only by or verbally, by speaking, by saying Alhamdulillah, but you also should make your day, whatever you do throughout the day, you should make it in accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah. And those things which are contrary to the Quran and the Sunnah, to refrain from these. This, my dear viewers of Madani channel, is shukr. This is thankfulness. This is being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, now even you yourself, take any example. You know, you can say if you were to give somebody something, and if that person was to thank you for that one thing, but then they were to do something else, which if you know, if you to say to a child that you've been a good boy, here you can take a sweet. And the child takes a sweet, and then the child does something else, which is not so good maybe. And then you would possibly think that this person, this child is not really thankful. I was being kind to this person. You know, I gave this person something. Or I possibly borrowed this person money. Or I've done some sort of favor for this person. This person is not thankful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us everything, my dear viewers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us everything. And if we were to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not benefiting Allah ta'ala. We cannot affect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether we thank Him or whether we don't thank Him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He shall give you more. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He shall give you more. This is what Alhamdulillah, Rise and Shine is all about. Whatever the case is, whatever the weather is, we must be thankful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever the weather is, and whatever our situation is, we must be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanAllah, we began the day by speaking about being thankful, my dear viewers. Remember, it's very, very important to be thankful. Let's, inshallah, as usual, start by listening to the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. And remember, whilst the Quran is being recited, then it is our duty, whatever it is we may be doing, pause for a moment. Give your full attention to the recitation of the glorious Quran. Make good intentions, and inshallah, you shall be rewarded, and this shall be beneficial for us in this world and the akhirah. Inshallah, many viewers, let's listen to the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi. وعلى آله وسلم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
وقاتلوهم حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين لله فإن انتهوا فلا عدوان إلا على الظالمين.
اور ان سے لڑو یہاں تک کہ کوئی فتنہ نہ رہے اور ایک اللہ کی پوجا ہو، پھر اگر وہ باز آئیں تو زیادتی نہیں مگر ظالموں پر.
الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص فمن اعتدى عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم واتقوا الله واعلموا ان الله مع المتقين.
ماہ حرام کے بدلے ماہ حرام اور ادب کے بدلے ادب ہے، تو جو تم پر زیادتی کرے اس پر زیادتی کرو اتنی ہی جتنی اس نے کی، اور اللہ سے ڈرتے رہو اور جان رکھو کہ اللہ ڈر والوں کے ساتھ ہے.
وَأَنفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ وَأَحْسِنُوا ان اللہ يحب المحسنین.
اور اللہ کی راہ میں خرچ کرو اور اپنے ہاتھوں ہلاکت میں نہ پڑو اور بھلائی والے ہو جاؤ، بے شک بھلائی والے اللہ کے محبوب ہیں.
وَأَتِمُّوا الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ فَإِنْ أُحْصِرْتُمْ فَمَا اسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْهَدْيِ ولا تحلقوا رؤوسكم حتى يبلغ الهدي محله.
اور حج اور عمرہ اللہ کے لیے پورا کرو، پھر اگر تم روکے جاؤ تو قربانی بھیجو جو میسر آئے، اور اپنے سر نہ منڈاؤ جب تک قربانی اپنے ٹھکانے نہ پہنچ جائے.
فمن كان منكم مريضا او به اذى من رأسه ففدية من صيام او صدقة او نسك فاذا امنتم فمن تمتع بالعمرة الى الحج فما استيسر من الهدي فمن لم يجد فصيام ثلاثة أيام في الحج وسبعة إذا رجعتم تلك عشرة كاملة.
پھر جو تم میں بیمار ہو یا اس کے سر میں کچھ تکلیف ہے تو بدلہ دے روزے یا خیرات یا قربانی. پھر جب تم اطمینان سے ہو تو جو حج سے عمرہ ملانے کا فائدہ اٹھائے اس پر قربانی ہے جیسی میسر آئے. پھر جسے مقدور نہ ہو تو تین روزے حج کے دنوں میں رکھے، اور ساتھ جب اپنے گھر پلٹ کر جاؤ، یہ پورے دس ہوئے.
ذَلِكَ لِمَن لَمْ يَكُنْ أَهْلُهُ حَاضِرِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ.
یہ حکم اس کے لیے ہے جو مکہ کا رہنے والا نہ ہو، اور اللہ سے ڈرتے رہو اور جان رکھو کہ اللہ کا عذاب سخت ہے.
الحج اشہر معلومات فمن فرض فیہن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال فی الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب.
حج کے کئی مہینے ہیں جانے ہوئے، تو جو ان میں حج کی نیت کرے تو نہ عورتوں کے سامنے صحبت کا تذکرہ ہو، نہ کوئی گناہ، نہ کسی سے جھگڑا حج کے وقت تک، اور تم جو بھلائی کرو اللہ اسے جانتا ہے. اور توشہ یعنی سفر کا خرچ ساتھ لو، کہ سب سے بہتر توشہ پرہیزگاری ہے. اور مجھ سے ڈرتے رہو اے عقل والو.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب. صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, you are watching Rise and Shine. As I was just listening to the verses, something which would have again struck out to everybody, and this is the things I like to pick out on, something which would have struck everybody, you know, the zikr, the remembrance of Hajj, mentioning about the blessed pilgrimage. Whilst watching this and whilst contemplating, I was just thinking about being in such places in Arafah, in Muzdalifah, Mina, no doubt Makkah al-Mukarramah, and part of Hajj. Remember, part of the pilgrimage, or the greatest pillar of this pilgrimage, is the visiting of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is part of the Hajj, my dear viewers. We must understand this. Hajj is not only going to Makkah al-Mukarramah, but Hajj is not truly complete without visiting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam. So just imagining all of these things and just praying that inshallah Azza wa Jalla, may Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to go and perform Hajj. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to go and visit these beautiful, beautiful cities of Makkah al-Mukarramah and al-Madinah al-Munawwara, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. And also all those viewers, some people may, well, many people would have this desire, this wish, that if only I could go and visit that place, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah Azza wa Jal, grant them the ability for the sake of Hazrat Ghaus-e-Azam, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, today we have a very, very important topic. What is today's topic? Today's topic is all about caring. Caring for each other. Because we have stopped caring. Well, speaking generally about caring, we have stopped caring about many things. But today, the crux, or the most important part of my topic, or what I shall be speaking about today, is caring for each other. Caring for a fellow Muslim. Caring for a neighbor. Caring for a brother. Caring for a sister. Caring for parents. Just caring for another individual. Whoever this individual may be, just caring for this individual. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we shall take lessons from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And inshallah, if we can do lessons from the life of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar Farooq, other companions, inshallah Azza wa Jal. But my dear viewers, as usual, after having listened to the Quran, let's listen to the Naat Sharif of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jo maangna hai maango, jo lena hai so le lo. Jo maangna hai maango, jo lena hai sune lo. Duniya ke tajdaron sarkaar aa rahe hain. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Gar tum na sunoge to meri kaun sunega. Gar گر تم نہ سنو گے تو میری کون سنے گا گر تم نہ کرو گے تو کرم کون کرے گا بھر دو جھولی میری سرکار مدینہ بھر دو جھولی میری تاجدار مدینہ لوٹ کر میں نہ جاؤں گا خالی کچھ نوازوں کا صدقہ عطا ہو میرے آقا کچھ نوازوں کا صدقہ عطا ہو اپنے پیاروں کا صدقہ عطا ہو در پہ آیا ہوں بن کر سوالی در پہ آیا ہوں بن کر سوالی تمہارے آستان سے دمال کیا لگی پاتا تمہارے آستان سے تمہارے آستان سے دمال کیا لگی پاتا کوئی بھی دردِ غلی مانگنے والا نہیں جاتا بھر دو جھولی میری سرکار مدینہ بھر دو جھولی میری تاجدار مدینہ لوٹ کر میں نہ جاؤں گا خالی تم زمانے کے مختار ہو یا نبی بے قصوں کے مددگار ہو یا نبی تم زمانے کے مختار ہو یا نبی بے قصوں کے مددگار ہو یا نبی سب کی سنتے ہو اپنے ہو یا غیر ہو سب کی سنتے ہو اپنے ہو یا غیر ہو تم غریبوں کے غم خوار ہو یا نبی بھر دو جھولی میری سرکار مدینہ بھر دو جھولی میری تاجدار مدینہ لوٹ کر میں نہ جاؤں گا خالی کچھ نوازوں کا صدقہ عطا ہو میرے آقا غوثِ اعظم کا صدقہ عطا ہو در پہ آیا ہوں بن کر سوالی ہم گرم جو مصیبت کے مارے ہوئے سب مشکل میں ہے غم سے ہارے ہوئے ہم گرم جو مصیبت کے مارے ہوئے سب مشکل میں ہے غم سے ہارے ہوئے یا نبی کچھ خدا را ہمیں بھیک دو یا نبی کچھ خدا را ہمیں بھیک دو در پہ آئیں گے جھولی بتا رہے ہوئے بھر دو جھولی میری سرکار مدینہ لوٹ کر میں نہ جاؤں گا خالی ہے مخالف زمانہ کدھر جائیں ہم حال دل بے کسی کس کو دکھلائیں ہم تمہارے بھکاری ہیں یا مصطفیٰ ہم تمہارے بھکاری ہیں یا مصطفیٰ کس کے آگے بھلا ہاتھ پھیلائیں ہم بھر دو جھولی میری سرکار مدینہ بھر دو جھولی میری تاجدار مدینہ لوٹ کر میں نہ جاؤں گا خالی زندگی بخش دی بندگی کو آبرو دین حق کی بچا لی ہاں آبرو دین حق کی بچا لی میرے آقا کا پیارا نواسا میرے آقا کا پیارا پیارے آقا کا پیارا پیارے آقا کا پیارا نواسا جس نے سجدے میں گردن کٹانی حشر میں ان کو دیکھیں گے جس دن امتی کہیں گے خوشی سے ہاں امتی کہیں گے خوشی سے کیا رہے گئے وہ دیکھو محمد میرے آقا آ رہے گئے وہ دیکھو آ رہے گئے وہ دیکھو آ رہے گئے وہ دیکھو آ رہے گئے آ رہے گئے وہ دیکھو میرے آقا جن کی ہے شان سب سے نیرالی کاش پورنم یارے نبی میں جیتے جی ہو بلاوا کسی دن ہاں جیتے جی ہو بلاوا کسی دن حال دل مصطفیٰ کو سناؤں حال دل مصطفیٰ کو سناؤں دیکھ کر ان کے روزے کی جانی بھر دو جولی میری تاجدار مدینہ بوس کر میں نہ جاؤں گا خالی کچھ نوازوں کا صدقہ عطا ہو میرے آقا اپنے پیاروں کا صدقہ عطا ہو میرے آقا غوث اعظم کا صدقہ عطا ہو میرے آقا میرے مرشد کا صدقہ عطا ہو در پہ آیا ہوں بن کر سوالی در پہ آیا ہوں بن کر سوالی در پہ آیا ہوں بن کر سوالی
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم جو مانگنا ہے مانگو. And this is how it was or is even with the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The most generous. Nobody can match his generosity. And subhanAllah, it fits perfectly with our topic today. Speaking about being caring for one another. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cared. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cared. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cared for his ummah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cared for his fellow citizens. And, you know, what examples could we take? We could take many examples from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even before he received the first revelation, at the age of 40. So we can go back, let's just say 20 years. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was approximately 20 years of age, and there were these minor wars which were taking place between tribal wars were taking place. So many individuals and their names were Fadl. Yes, there was more than one person called Fadl. There were three or four individuals who were all of the same name, as well as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They came together and they had an agreement. And this was known as the Hilful Fudul, the agreement of those individuals who have the name of Fadl, Fudul. And they agreed to many things. This was sort of a treaty. They agreed to many things. And part of this was that those people who are being oppressed, to defend those people who are oppressed. So even if it was to be a person who's a chief, some sort of chieftain, a person with a high rank, a nobleman, if he was to oppress somebody else, then there was no government. There was no high authority to question that person. What could happen? The only thing is that it could lead to war. But these people were in a way a sort of police force that would be helping the needy. They would do all sorts of things. These people would question those, even if they'd be noblemen. It's mentioned about Al-Aas ibn Wa'il, that once he did something, I think it was in relation to money. He owed somebody money, he said, no, I'm not going to pay you back. He purchased some things, and he says, no, he says, I'll give it to you later, but he doesn't give money to that person. Now, who's going to question Aas ibn al-Wa'il, who's amongst the noblemen of the Quraysh? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam questioned him. This was before the revelation Madhavi was. Before the first revelation, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was approximately 20 years of age. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cared. He cared. And throughout the life, throughout the seerah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find such incidents. Let's take the example of Ta'if. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he went to Ta'if to invite them towards Islam, to invite them towards the deen. What did they do? They ridiculed him. They ridiculed him. One brother said there were three brothers who shared the authority between themselves. They all three of them were the leaders. What did they say? One said to him that, I don't even wish to speak to you. If you are a prophet, you're too great for me. If you're not a prophet, why am I going to be wasting my time? Another person said, what, you, Mazallah? He said, what, you were made a prophet? Then we may as well rip the cloth of the Ka'batul Musharrafa. You know, things like this, my dear viewers. Another brother said, Mazallah, could Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not find any better? This is how they ridiculed him. It's not only this, my dear viewers. Then they ordered the youngsters of Ta'if to stone Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was stoned. Yes, many stones were thrown at him. First, it's mentioned Hazrat Bilal radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu was with him. And there was only so much Hazrat Bilal, he tried to take everything onto his own body. He was wounded from possibly every single part of his body. He would take all the stones onto himself to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there was only so many he could take, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also struck all over. Such that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bled, he was wounded. And that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was in such pain, and even you can say his vision was blurred. He himself says, I did not know where I was rushing, I had no idea. Until I came to this particular place. This was the pain Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was put through. But what did he do when the angel came to him? The angel of the mountain said, you know, I will come and I will bring these two mountains together and crush them beneath these mountains. You just give me the order. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no. Other angels come. I will send this, I will destroy them in such and such a manner. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had cared for them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had cared for them. Even if they were not to accept, their future lineage, their future generations, they will accept. They will come towards Islam, inshallah. And no doubt this is what happened. Once he said, there was a elderly woman, and she was packing her, she was, you could say like a luggage. Her luggage, she had a bag, she was packing her bags. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees her, and he helps her. He aids her. It's an elderly woman. And then she says, after she, you know, she's completely old, she's amazed by this young man and thinking, wow, you know, mashallah, what a good young man this person is. What a good person this is. She says, I'll give him some advice. I'll try to repay him somehow. I'll give him some advice. So she says, oh, young man, you're a good person. You're a good person. But she says to this young man, she says that, let me advise you, there is a person going around. People say about this person that he performs some sort of magic, etc., some sort of magician. And if you were to go to him, you know, he may delude you, mazallah. But this was her thinking, this is what she thought. That he may delude you into thinking strange things, believing strange beliefs, go against the beliefs of our forefathers. So she says, I am leaving because of this reason. I suggest you also be very, very careful. His name is Muhammad. And who was she speaking to? That same individual whose name is Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her that, I am Muhammad. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells her that I am Muhammad. What does she do? She thinks you are Muhammad, the one who is just helping me, the one who is so kind, so affectionate. You are Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He says yes. She says, if you are Muhammad, these are your characteristics, and I believe in your deen, I believe in your religion. She accepts Islam. But what was the purpose of mentioning this story? Caring for another. When was the last time we saw an elderly person carrying their bags, and we offered them to help them? Tell me. Firstly, when was the last time we saw somebody? And sometimes we do see somebody, we do see people. And if we're driving in a car, sometimes it may become a bit difficult. But let's just say you're walking, let's just say there's somebody in your street walking past your house. There may be some sort of neighbor. And you know this person is elderly, and the sad reality is that sometimes, yes, those elderly, their children are not there for them. Their children are not there for them to help them, to aid them. You know, sometimes you see that they are having to stand at a bus stop, and you know, it's raining, and the children are very well off. And you think that Allahu Akbar, look at such a person. When was the last time you asked to give them a lift? Let's stop accusing others. Let's say, you know, forget the children, put the children to a side. What about you? What about me? What about me? An old lady, an old man, they are carrying their shopping. They have to walk to the shop, and they're struggling even to walk, never mind also hold a bag. Sometimes they become tired, they put it down. And then they'll wait a few moments and they'll lift it back up. And you see these things. When was the last time we've offered to help them take their things to the house? To take their bags to the house, their shopping to the house? Or even if a very old man is walking, is finding it difficult to walk, you are in a car, when was the last time we asked them if they required a lift? These are things we have stopped doing. Really, these are things we have stopped doing. Why? Because we have stopped caring. And this is the sad reality. We have stopped caring. And we talk about our deen, we talk about our religion. And we say, yes, it's all about practice, it's all about acting, it's all about having good character. We're able to say it, to speak about it. I'm able to speak about it right now. But the question is, do I do it? I need to ask myself this question. You need to ask yourself this question. Do I do this, or do I only talk about it? Do I help the elders? Do I care about the elders? Do I care about the other, you know, the other, our other fellow citizens, brothers? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cared. He cared, he aided, he helped this old lady. And this brought the old lady towards the deen, towards Islam. My dear viewers, we must care for others. We have sadly stopped caring for others. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there are some teachings, which I always say that there are some teachings that even if one of these particular teachings was to be implemented, it would change the entire world. It would just take one hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we were only to take this one, honestly, it would bring peace to the world. It would change everything. One example is, love for your brother what you love for yourself. A Muslim is he who loves for his brother what he loves for himself. For a sister to love for her fellow sister, meaning love for your fellow companion what you love for yourself. If we were all just to act upon this one hadith sharif, this would really, it would do wonders. For every other person around us, if we were to look for them, we were to be caring, they would be, wow, you know, this person is so nice, this person is so caring, let's give him something too. Or, you know, let's do dua for this person. Why would a person think bad? A person would never think bad about such an individual. Why? Because he's so caring. These are the effects the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can have. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always caring. You know, we gave this example of an elderly woman. We gave the example of the people of Ta'if who had struck him, who had harmed him. Now some people would say that this person, he says things about me, he backbites about me, he says all of these things, he still expects me to be really nice to him. How can he expect me to be nice and kind to this person? After what he said, do you even know what he said? And then they'll go on, they'll speak about that this person said such and such thing, this person was mixing something, this person was doing all sorts of things. I ask you something. Has this person struck you and struck you so badly? Even stoned, or stoned is Allahu Akbar. The Prophet ﷺ was stoned. People were throwing stones at him. He must have had cuts everywhere, Madhivi was. He was bleeding. Rasulullah ﷺ was bleeding. Now tell me, whatever that person did, how bad was that? And what those people of Ta'if did to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how bad was that? Which was worse? Tell me this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had walked a mile or so, not knowing what was happening, what, you know, where he was going. His vision was blurred. He was bleeding from everywhere. Now, whatever that person said about you, was it worse than this? I can say that it wasn't, my dear viewers. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave those individuals. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam still cared about those individuals. So who are we not to forgive somebody who just said something about us? My dear viewers, we must be caring. Really, we must be caring. There is no excuse. We try to make up excuses. There is no excuse. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, we have a role model. We have the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you know, let's take Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the greatest of people after the prophets, the greatest of all people. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a rich man. He was a wealthy person when he accepted Islam. 40,000 dinars approximately is mentioned that he possessed. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, he said that when he migrated, he had 5,000 dinar. The 35,000, what happened to that 35,000? He spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what does it mean by he spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Many a time, or a huge chunk, I could say with confidence, a huge chunk of his money went towards freeing slaves. Yes, freeing those people who were enslaved, freeing those people who were being subjected to punishment from their slave masters. This is a person, the majority of his wealth. People say, you know, I'll help somebody with this much, or I'll give a little here. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, you can say about 80% of his money went towards what? The welfare of the Ummah, aiding others, helping others. Why Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu? He cared. But if it was less, inshallah, we'll move to our daily reminder and then we shall continue with our topic. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytwani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Bandijan, talking about unique actions of unique personalities. We mentioned regarding the unique action of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a form of politeness. And today we talk about some of the unique actions of the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. The unique action of the Sahaba was that they remained hungry and they lived their lives in this state. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that I used to fall between the pulpit of the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam and the blessed house of Sayyidina Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, due to severe hunger, someone used to come and place their foot on my neck. He would regard me as insane, but I was completely sane. Extreme hunger caused this state. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, the Sahaba Ikram alayhi Muridwan, they would collapse because of the state of staying hungry. Sayyidina Fadhil bin Ubaid radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that when the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam used to lead the Jamaat, the congregation of Salah, there were some companions alayhi Muridwan who used to fall during Salah because of severe hunger. These companions was the Ahle Sufa. The bandsmen used to consider them as insane. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would finish his salah, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to turn towards them and say, if you knew what reward is store for you in the court of Allah azza wa jal, you would wish that your hunger and poverty would prolong even more. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mani Channel, this was the state of the Sahaba Ikram alayhi wa sallam, that they would remain hungry. This was the unique action of this. They lived a life in such a way that they would spend days and nights in the state of hunger. Some of the companions and saints, rahimahullah, would stay hungry for many continuous days. In regards to this Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah alayh has stated that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala would not eat anything for 6 days. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala would not eat for 7 days. The student of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala named Abu Jawza radiallahu ta'ala did not eat for 7 days. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi and Sayyidina Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullah alayhi would remain hungry for 3 days. All these blessed saints rahimahumullah would gain help in walking in the path of the hereafter by means of hunger. So my dear Islam brothers, this was a unique action of the Sahaba Ikram, the unique action of the great awliya, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Hazur Ghosi Azam, radiallahu ta'ala nu, remain hungry, would not eat anything for a whole year. This was a great miracle of Hazur Baghdad Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. So my dear Islam brothers, this is such a unique action proven from the lives of the Sahaba, the lives of the awliya, that they would remain hungry for many days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessing of this unique action of theirs and bless us with halal sustenance and bless us with uniqueness in our actions also. My dear Islamers, continue to watch the Silsilas on Madani channel regarding unique actions and learn many of the unique ways of the pious people, rahimahullah.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. The viewers, mashallah, that was our daily reminder. Speaking about caring, yes, this is a reality. Reality is sadly that we don't care. We don't care. And this is in terms of the welfare of others, looking after other people, caring about others, the way you wish for you to be giving things the way you wish for yourself to be treated. We don't treat others in the same manner. We don't respect others. We don't honor others. We speak of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how most of his wealth went towards, yes, it was spent on the Ummah Madhavi, was freeing slaves. And it's said, in fact, that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this is mentioned by Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and it's mentioned by Hazrat Umar Farooq too. So maybe they're different incidents, or maybe they're just two narrations for two different people. But it said, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I would see Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu on this particular day, or every single morning, that he would leave the city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. He would go outside of the city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara to a place, to somebody's tent, to somebody's house. And then he would return. And he would do this every single morning. He's a Khalifa. He is the leader of all of the believers of a huge empire. And every single day he's going to such a place that, you know, nobody knows. He's not telling anybody where he's going. And then the time came for the demise, when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he left this world for the eternal abode. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he had passed away, when his apparent demise took place, when he passed away, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he thought, you know, let's go see where was this place that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu used to go to, who is it that he used to go and visit. So he went to this same place and he goes there. He goes inside the house or inside that tent. And, you know, he seeks permission to enter and he's given permission to enter. And he discovers that there's an elderly woman there. He discovers there's an elderly, a very, very elderly woman. And he speaks to this woman. He says that, you know, this person used to come. Who is this person to you? Why is it that he used to come? He used to come every single morning. What is the reason that he used to come? He discovers that this old lady, she is blind. This old lady, she is blind, she is not able to see. She is crippled, she is disabled in some way. She says to him, she says that, I am blind and I am not able to do things. You know, I have this disability. And there's a young man who, you know, comes every day or every other day, and he comes and cleans everything up and he provides me with things, he gives me things, gives me food, etc. And then he just leaves, that's what he does. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that, oh lady, this young man, he used to come, but who is he to you? Was he related to you? Are you related to him somehow? She says, no, he just used to come and just do the cleaning and he would go. She says, do you know who this young man was? She was very, very elderly. To her, he was a young man. Allah, he passed away at the age of 63. Do you know who this man was? She says, no, I don't know who he was. So Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that individual, that young man who you are seeing, would come to your house every single day and clean your house. He would help you, he would provide you with things. That was the leader of all the believers. He was the Khalifa. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the friend of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That young man who would come here and clean my house, he was the leader of all of the believers. He was the Khalifa, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, the greatest of all men after the Prophet. He would come. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu says, yes, this was him. Really, my dear viewers, just Allahu Akbar. Think about this. He was, as you would say, on top of the world. He was on top of the world. He was the leader of this huge empire. He was the leader of all of the Muslims. He was a person in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a companion of the greatest of all mankind. He had, you know, what more can a person wish for, my dear viewers? He was a king, really. Although he didn't live like a king. But no doubt he was a king. In reality, he was a king. And what did this person do? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. He would go to an old lady. This old lady was not related to him. This old lady could not repay any favors, could not give him anything. But Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he cared. He cared. And he would go to her house and clean. He would do all the cleaning in her house. This is something which, you know, even as I'm speaking, I just think to myself, wow, really, wow. And you know, I think to myself as well, I ask myself this, what have I done for the elderly? What am I doing for those people who are elderly, for those people who are in need? And whenever I've done anything, I may have done something, but whenever I did anything, could there have been some sort of other motive behind it? Could there have been some sort of repayment? You know, maybe that person was very, very rich and they could pay me money. Maybe other people will hear about it and I will gain their respect. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, nobody knew. He didn't tell people, I'm going and doing this. He went secretly. Why? Because he did it only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He cared about this person is why he did it. He could have appointed somebody, he could have paid somebody else to do it. He was the leader. Why didn't he do so? Why didn't he pay for somebody else to do it? Why did he do it himself? Allahu Akbar. You could just imagine other things. This lady didn't have family. He could have possibly been telling her that yes, there is still love in the world, that there are still caring people in the world, that whatever it is you require, you can have. It doesn't mean that just because you've lost your children, that you've lost everything. Maybe you don't have no family, it doesn't mean you don't have nobody, no. I am your child too. I will help you too. I'm not expecting you to pay me anything or to repay any favors. But just doing it because I care. Just because I care, my dear viewers of Allah, inshallah. This was the great, honestly, the great Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. You know, he's Afdalul Bashar Ba'dal Anbiya. The best of all people, with no exceptions, no exceptions whatsoever. The best of all people after the prophets. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This is how he would care for an elderly lady, for a crippled lady, for a lady who was blind. And he, not the slight amount of showing off. He could have said, yes, I'm Amir al-Mu'mineen. He didn't even say to her that I am the leader, I am the Khalifa of Islam, of the Muslims. Nothing, he would just come, he would help her, he would clean her house. This is caring, my dear viewers of Allah, inshallah, really. This is caring. An example of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, the greatest person after Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu is Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Let's inshallah azza wa jalla move to a daily hadith sheet, and then we shall hear a little about Hazrat Umar Farooq. Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear viewers, first let's listen to our daily hadith sheet, inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, who are the best of the people? Sayyidina Usman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the best of mankind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ, that the best amongst you are those who learn the Qur'an and teach the Qur'an. How beautiful are these words. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. And there are many, many blessings in regards to reciting, doing the tilawat of the glorious Qur'an. The Qur'an, it will be a proof for us on the Day of Judgment. The Qur'an, it will intercede for us on the Day of Judgment. For every letter that we recite of the Qur'an, 10 good deeds are recorded for us. And the reciter of the glorious Quran, he remains in the company of the angels, and constantly good reward is written down for him. The Quran, it cleanses our hearts, and it will be the Quran that will lead us into paradise. And in one narration, the position in paradise will be determined by the amount of Quran that we have memorized in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to keep connected with the glorious Quran, and may we spend our entire lives in teaching and in learning the glorious Quran. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. You are watching Rise and Shine. For those of you that may have joined us, you've joined us a little late, but alhamdulillah, you know, there's still enough time, still so much more to hear. We are speaking about caring for another individual, caring for a fellow Islamic brother, a sister, a elderly person, a youngster, you know, even the young Madi viewers. Caring overall, we've just stopped caring. There are many things we've just stopped caring about. But what we're speaking about today is the welfare of another individual. Caring about others. You know, we spoke about a few examples from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the life of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, really such people. May Allah ta'ala forgive us for their sake. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive each and every single one of our sins, for the sake of such beautiful individuals with such brilliant characteristics. Allahu Akbar, such unique people. You know, do you see this amongst others outside of the religion of Islam? I've never heard of such things. I've never heard of such thing, my dear viewers. And this is one of the beauties of being a Muslim. This is the beauty of Islam, the beauty of our deen, of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm naming one companion after time, and inshallah, wherever we can find examples, I will mention examples. Let's go to the next person after Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. The greatest after Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu is the great companion Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. You may have heard a saying, "Lo matat shatun ala shatt al furat." ضائعه لذننت ان الله تعالى سائلي يوم القيامه. You know, there's this famous saying that even if a goat or a baby goat was to die at the side or on the river bank, the river Furat, then I fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask me anha about it, yawm al-qiyamah, on the day of judgment. He had such fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whose saying was this? Whose quote was this? This is the saying of none other than the great Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. What does this mean? Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the leader of half the world. He was a leader of half the world. This is how huge the Muslim Islamic Empire was at this time. Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he cared, he really cared. You have kings who don't care about their people. Hazrat Umar Farooq not only cared about his people, the poor from amongst his people, and we shall come to examples. But even the animals, it said during the time of Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that a lion will not look up towards a person, a shepherd and his cattle. And in fact, one farmer says, and I've read this in a history book, I don't know about the authenticity of this, but one person, he says that there was a shepherd, and this shepherd, he saw a lion looking, you know, looking ferocious, like it's hungry, like it's going to attack. It was looking at one of my sheep like this. And he says, I knew that Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu has now passed away. This was the justice. This was the justice which Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had implemented in his entire empire, that even animals would not wrong another animal. Allahu Akbar. This is something which is beautiful, really. And you know, I mentioned that thing of Hazrat Umar Farooq. Why? This was his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His God consciousness. He would fear that even if there was to be a baby goat, then he is the leader of the empire. He is the leader of the country. This baby goat went thirsty, da'i'a, it was thirsty, and it died of thirst. Although, a person would think, that's not my problem, it was by the Furat, the river Euphrates, subhanAllah, the river Euphrates. That it died by the river Euphrates is one of the biggest rivers in the world. It could have drunk water from there. How is that my problem? How is that my business? But Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he cared so much that even if a baby goat at the side of the river died of thirst, he's fearful that he may not have any excuse. He may be asked about it on the Day of Judgment. This is how he cared. Now, I'm not even talking about the human beings. I'm talking about the animals. Nowadays we have, for example, in the United Kingdom, we have, and even in other places in fact, animal policies, we have rules for animals too. Not that the animals have to obey the rules, but there must be some sort of care or protection for the animals. Otherwise those animals can be taken and they will be provided for. But when has this come about? The last how many years? And we are speaking about Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, approximately 1400 years ago. This is how he even cared for animals, my dear viewers. And speaking about how he cared for people, how he, you know, the welfare of the Ummah. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there are many stories mentioned about his life. One story I personally love. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this is the beauty of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, really. That a person who's the leader of all the believers, he has how many commanders who are so great under him? He can just order something and immediately it can be implemented, immediately it can be done, executed. Without a problem, just one order, just one saying from himself and it'll be done. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at night, when any other king, any other leader would be sleeping, he would not be sleeping. He would not be sleeping, no, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would be walking in the streets, he would be walking in the valleys of Al-Madinah al-Munawwarah. This was the center of the time. This was the headquarters, you can say, of the time. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during the night when any other leader would be sleeping, you know, in a palace, in the most comfortable of places, he would be walking in the streets. Why? He would be taking care of the Ummah. He would be watching out for things. Is everything okay? Is everything, you know, to see things from. And there are historians, people who study history or even historians. They speak about history and there's two sides of history. They speak about history from above and history from below. Why? Because whenever we look back in history, we are always just considering the history from above generally. That we only think about the governments, the leaders of the people, the commanders, the kings. Who was the king? Who was the ruler at the time? This is all we are looking at. This is all we think about. But we never think about history from below. History from below are those individuals who are normal people, the laymen. What was their living conditions? How did they used to live? How were they treated? This is known as history from below, which is very, very rare, because it's not really recorded. It's mainly the people who are rich, the people who are the kings, the people who have authority. It's mostly them writing, or people are mostly writing about them. People hardly ever care about the living conditions as from the average people. But Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would be walking in the streets at night. And it says that one day he came across a very, very elderly woman. He came across this elderly woman, and while he heard the children were crying. He heard there were children, and these young children were crying. And he asked this elderly woman about this. And he sees that she has placed a fire, and she has a pan. But there's no food in the pan. He asks her about this, and she says that, I don't have any food for my children. My children are really, really hungry. They are crying because they are hungry. My children are crying because they are hungry. And I have no food to give to them. So I have this pan, and yes, I have it. You know, I'm acting as if I am cooking something. So maybe whilst they are waiting, they'll become tired and maybe they'll just fall asleep. I have no food to give them. And she says, and the Khalifa will possibly be in his palace, you know, living life, as you would say. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this is Hazrat Umar Farooq, this is the Khalifa. He sees that these children are in such a condition, he is taken aback. He is saddened, he is emotional. What does he do? He doesn't order another person, no. He himself goes to the Baytul Mal. This is where things are kept, you can say. And he takes a bag of wheat. He carries it on his own back. And the flour or whatever it may have been, and he brings it to this lady's house. And he gives it to this lady, the flour, and he tells her to make it. And she makes the food. And while she's making the food, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the leader of half the world, he goes down on all fours. And he's playing with these children to make them happy. He says, it is because of me that they are sudden. It is because of me that they are hungry. I am the leader. It is my duty to provide for them. It is because of me that they are hungry. Now I will make them smile. I will make them happy. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he cared, really he cared. He didn't have to do any of this, no. Look how great he was. He was the Khalifa of the time. But this is what he would do. He was the Khalifa of the time. He was not living a luxurious life. What he would wear, he had approximately 17 tears in his clothing, which he would wear, my dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. This was Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And really Hazrat Umar Farooq, he cared about the Ummah. My dear viewers, let's inshallah azza wa jal move to inshallah a munkabat, and then we shall return to our topic about caring for others. And really may Allah ta'ala forgive us for the sake of such great individuals. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
دکھانی لغم مدد دکھا سے آدم ہو بغداد کعبہ سفر سے آدم ہو بغداد کعبہ سفر سے آدم مہیا وسائل وہ کر سے آدم
بغداد کا پھر سفر ہو سے آدم میں پہلے بھی بغداد حاضر ہوا تھا میں پہلے بھی بغداد غازی ہوا تھا اجازت دوبارے دی گئے غوث اعظم
بغداد کا پھر سفر غوث اعظم بغداد کا پھر سفر غوث اعظم
دکھا دو پھر اپنا نگر غوث اعظم
بغداد کا پھر سفر غوث اعظم بغداد کا پھر سفر غوث اعظم بغداد کا پھر سفر غوث اعظم
یہاں بھی سہارا وہاں بھی سہارا ادھر غوث اعظم ادھر غوث اعظم
بغداد کا پھر سفر غوث اعظم بغداد کا پھر سفر غوث اعظم بغداد کا پھر سفر غوث اعظم
میرے میٹھے مرشد مجھے پھر شرف دے سر ہو تیرا سنگ زر غوث اعظم
بغداد کا پھر سفر غوث اعظم بغداد کا پھر سفر غوث اعظم بغداد کا پھر سفر غوث اعظم
زباں پر ہے میری پیرو مرشد زباں پر رہے میری پیرو مرشد تیرا ذکر آٹھو پغر غوث اعظم
بغداد کا پھر سفر غوث اعظم بغداد کا پھر سفر غوث اعظم بغداد کا پھر سفر غوث اعظم
شہید مدینہ ہو عطار آسی شہید مدینہ ہو عطار آسی مراد اس کی یہ آئے بر غوث اعظم
بغداد کا پھر سفر غوث اعظم بغداد کا پھر سفر غوث اعظم بغداد کا پھر سفر غوث اعظم بغداد کا پھر سفر غوث اعظم
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Madani Channel now. Alhamdulillah, Azzurrahman. Madani Channel, rise and shine to Madani viewers. Alhamdulillah. Thumma Alhamdulillah. We always praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something we really, really must always be thankful for and fearful about too is that Alhamdulillah, we have been born, well, many of us have been born Muslims. And many of us, or some of us, are those who would have converted to Islam. We must be thankful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the mindset, granted us the ability to become Muslims. We must always be thankful for this, my dear viewers. And we must be fearful. Why? Because at any time, it is possible that we could lose our deen. We could lose our deen. We must be thankful for this blessing. It is the greatest of blessings, Iman. And we must be worried, we always must be fearful. May we be able to protect our iman. And really, we also must be thankful to have such individuals, to be from Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. to have such individuals, such companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, like Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And I was mentioning in regards to children, it was actually Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu who initiated, who began to give benefits to children. So we have this system of child benefits. This was initially given by Hazrat Umar Farooq, and this idea was taken from the great Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, as well as many other things. So this was Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, may he be upon the channel. Allahu Akbar. And to be yes, there's so many more stories I can say, but I would like to move on to another person. And this is none other than the great Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he cared for others. You know, we've spoken before as to, you know, he would purchase a well. He would, whatever the Muslims required, he would always distribute his wealth. Really, he would give so much wealth for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But one thing which comes to mind, and one thing which really is beautiful, inshallah, when you shall hear it, Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem. Hazrat Uthman loved Hazrat Ali, as all the companions, they loved each other. There was this mutual respect amongst these companions. Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is said about him that when Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for the hand of Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, the beautiful daughter, the blessed daughter of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He asked for her hand in marriage. And there is something known as a dowry. You know, we give a dowry when a person is to marry somebody. And Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem, he also needed to give her some sort of dowry, some sort of money. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem, that what is it you have? And Hazrat Ali was not a rich person. In fact, he was very, very poor. He was very, very poor. He didn't have much money. He didn't really have an income. But what he did have, what he was famous for, was he was a warrior. He was strong. He was ferocious. He was a lion. No doubt about it, he was a lion. And he would fight, and he had an armor. So he says that I have an armor. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, go and sell this armor. So he takes this armor which he has, and he goes, asks some people if they would like to purchase this armor. Nobody really wishes to purchase it. He goes, there are a group of companions sitting, and he asks those companions. One companion says, I'll give you one dirham. And he says, you know, one dirham, that's nothing. But what am I going to do with one dirham? And another companion says, I'll give you two dirhams for it. I'll give you three dirhams for it. Another says, I'll give you four dirhams for it. And he's saddened that he was expecting for a lot more. Four dirhams is very, very less. It's not very much, my dear viewers. He was expecting a lot more. So he's very, very saddened. And he's about to walk away. And Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan, radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, calls out to him and he says, oh Ali, will you not accept my offer? And Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem, you can imagine his face may have lightened. He may have, you know, immediately become happy. Hazrat Uthman is offering me. But the problem is, how much is he going to offer? People are asking about one dirham, two, three, four dirhams. It says that Hazrat Uthman radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he empties his, whatever it was that he had, his pouch or whatever it may have been, that he empties his entire pouch. And there are hundreds of dirhams there. And he says that, oh Ali, I'll give you these, I think he's mentioned 400 dirhams or so. I'll give you these 400 dirhams. 400 in comparison to four. Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he's excited, yes, you know, the perfect. That's even more than what I could have expected. You know, thank you so much. He's so happy. He must have been appreciated so much, my dear viewers. So he happily takes it, but then he needs to give away his armor. And this was is known as Haydari Karrar. Haydari means a lion. Karrar is a person who is repetitively, you know, he's ferocious, he knows how to fight. This was his pride. He was famous in the battle. And that armor, which meant so much to him, which was so special to him, that he was sad to give this away. But he's made the deal, he gives this armor to Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mixed emotions, happy that he has these coins, he has all this money now, and sad that he's had to leave his armor behind, he's walking away. And then Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he calls him again and he says, "Oh Ali, will you not take a wedding gift from me?" Allahu Akbar. He says, "Oh Ali, will you not take a wedding gift from me?" And he says, "Here, take this armor as a wedding gift." And he gives Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu this armor too. My dear viewers, what was this? He purchased it. And then he gave what he purchased, what he had only just purchased, he gave that too. Why? Because he knew how much this meant to Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajhahu kareem. This was the care he had. This was just for another individual. There are many examples that could be given. I think our time is coming to an end, my dear viewers. Honestly, these are just some things which spontaneously which have just come to my mind. I have a full booklet in front of me which is the welfare of the grieved Ummah. And you know, there are many things mentioned within this booklet. Allahu Akbar. These were the companions. This is how they cared for each other. This is how there was mutual unity. And this is what we are lacking today, my dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, each and every single day, we have a fund promo. I have to say this clearly. Some people say, you know, you keep saying a fund promo, I'm getting confused. What do you mean a fund promo? A fund promo. Inshallah, Alhamdulillah, we are collecting money for Da'wat Islam. Let's inshallah watch this clip and then we will come back to this. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Madani Channel, changing lives of millions of people around the world. The only 100% Sharia compliant Islamic channel broadcasting around the globe, bringing you educational and motivational programs around the clock, with over 400 staff working all hours to bring you the best programs on your screen. Madani Channel, available in English, in Urdu, in Bengali, and not forgetting Kids Madani Channel. For us to keep this propagational and dawah work continuing, we need your support. Please donate generously towards Madani Channel on the following account details.
Dawat Islami UK Nafila, sort code 309773, account number 4363 53 68 IBAN GB76 LOY D 309 77 34 36 35 368 BIC LOY D GB 210 87
صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Yes, the details have just been shown, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. It's easy nowadays. You can just take out your phone and you can transfer. And really, especially when you are performing a good action, don't delay it. Some people may think, okay, I'll send some money later. I would say send it right now, my dear viewers. Because the shaitan, he stops us from doing good actions. He tries to prevent us from performing good actions. So immediately, if you can do, please contribute towards his wealth. And inshallah, you are going to gain reward for this. And this is such a reward which is everlasting, which continues. It's a continuous reward. Even after you die, you will continue to gain this reward, inshallah. When other people are studying, you will be rewarded. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, please do contribute generously towards all of the works of Da'wat Islam, especially the madaris, the Madrasatul Madinas, where people are learning how to recite the Qaida, the Quran. They are becoming Huffaz, they are memorizing the glorious Quran, as well as this, they are seeking Islamic education. You understand how much we are lacking Islamic education nowadays. And Another quick message, in fact, that we are still in the early stages of our Jamiat al-Madinah. So for those that have not enrolled their children in the Jamiat, please do try to enroll them and try to get them to join the Jamiat al-Madinah, which accepts students of, I think if I'm correct, 16 plus. Those who are 16 plus, they can join our Jamiat. And there will be people watching from all over the world. Alhamdulillah, there are many Jamiat in various places of the world. And in those places where there are not any Jamiat, you please pray that inshallah in the near future we can have Jamiat there, inshallah. That's all for now. But if you would please remember caring for others, but generally caring for all people, and especially caring for the elders. You know, we are forgetting this, we are not acting upon this, we are not implementing this. There's not much care anymore out there. We need this, and we ourselves, let's stop looking at other people, we ourselves need to become more caring, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala forgive me if I've said anything wrong, and may Allah Ta'ala grant me the ability to act upon this as well as all the viewers, and also to pass this message on to others. My dear viewers, continue to watch Madani channel and continue to send salawat upon the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.